I'm going to preach tonight on that name is above every name. That name is greater than any name there can be. And when the Spirit speaketh expressly of that name, when God Almighty is something that when you read in the Word of God, when His name is mentioned, when that name is a name above every name, as Isaiah said, His name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Counselor. That name God has exalted. That name, not only will the atheists, not only will the Muslims, every religion, every man shall bow at the name of Jesus Christ. The most haters of God will bow before this Christ. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Hitler will bow. Everyone will bow. We shall all stand. Now, some might not believe this, but I believe as I read the Word of God and I ask God for interpretation and understanding that we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You can say, well, I've already done that when I gave Him my life. No, when you got saved, you've come into Christ. Amen to God. You become a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I thought there over in Deuteronomy 32, I believe it is, in verse 1 down a little bit. He is that rock. He is the rock in the Old Testament. That rock followed them in the wilderness, and they drank from that rock, which was Christ. You do not smoke. You know, Moses smoked the rock twice. He will only die, and he died one time, and he will not die never again. In one time, the perfect plan of salvation is already laid out. There's no other name given unto man whereby he can be saved. That name of Jesus Christ. But yet, a lot of people use this name and that, but it takes the Spirit of God to truly call Him who He is. How do you know that? I know that. Right here, I noticed on the front of the pulpit here, right here, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ the Anointed One. One day, I mean, they saw so much. There was some there at the baptism. They heard John the Baptist say, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. What revelation brought that? The Holy Ghost revealed to him who he was. Amen to God. He baptized many people, but he said, I have need that you baptize me. Amen. So he becomes so humbled, he said, I'm not even worthy to loosen the latches upon your feet. In other words, but he saw him, and the more we see Christ through the Word of God, by the Spirit, the more we will decrease. The Bible says if we decrease, he increases. Amen to God. I want the people to see Christ in me, the hope of glory. When I mention his name, I sure want to depart from evil. Amen to God. Every name, that's every name. There's no other name that will get you into the kingdom of God but the name of Jesus Christ. Here are the disciples. They're there and he asked a simple question. A simple question. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, that come up with a lot. Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Eli, one of the prophets. That I can tell you, he's above every prophet. He's above every apostle. Every pastor, every one of us, he is exalted, and God has got him right now. He's at the right hand of God to ever live to make intercession for you and me. What name is it? He's the mediator between God and man. He's the advocate. He is the name, only he. I'll never get in there. I read in the Bible in Revelation when they were praising the Lord God Almighty, And here it was, they're bowing, they're worshiping, and everything. Here it is, there's a book in the hand of God. And then he looked, there was no man even in heaven. Nobody could open that book, but all of a sudden, there stood a Lamb of God, slain from the foundations of the world. He's worthy to open the book. Well, I can tell you right now, he has all power in heaven and in earth. He's still the Christ. He's still the Son of God. And he will always be the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never change for no denomination, no man. He's not an elevator. He is the only way to get to God. No man comes to the Father except by me, and no man comes to me except the Father sends him. Thanks be to God. Man doesn't have the key. He holds the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He holds the Word of God. He's the Lamb of God. He is the one that is seated at the right hand of God. His name, many names, many, many names. He's the chief apostle. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the Christ. He's Jesus. He's the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. He is every. There's so many names, but I can tell you, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Everyone, if I can't do it here, I will do it one day. Do you hear me? I will do it. I don't care the haters of God, the richest men out there, from the White House to the courthouse to the farm, wherever church, we will all have to bow our knees. I want to do it now. I thank God he's given me the love to bow my knees to him, to praise him. He holds the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He is the one that he binds on earth. We bind it with him down here. When we bind it, he binds it. He binds it in heaven. We bind it here. He loosens it there. And I can tell you right now, God help us. We must be able to say, "Thou art the Christ," but it must be by the Spirit of God. I can call him the Christ. I can call him Jesus. There's those that call God, they blaspheme his name. They curse his name and everything. But I can tell you right now, this Christ is the Son of God. He's the door. He's the resurrection. He's the chief cornerstone. He's that rock that followed him in the weary land. He's everything. He's the manna that he gave them. He's the water. God help us. He is the great shepherd. He's the chief. Oh, Lord God, the cornerstone. He's Lord God. There's so many names about him. I can tell you, he's wonderful. He's holy. He's righteous. He humbled himself as a man. As a man, took upon sinful flesh. He who knew no sin became sin, that you and I could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, church, he paid it all. It's finished on the cross. There's no other way. There's only that name, Jesus, that you and me, my Lord, let every one of us proclaim him as Lord of lords, King of kings, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, the last. He is soon coming for the church that he birthed by the Spirit of God. I believe that. I believe that. I truly believe that. Lord, if I give him my life, in return, he gives me eternal life. I give him a temporal life of flesh. Do you hear me? I gave him my life, and in return, he gave me eternal life. What an exchange. And the sins, he took my sins that I could become who he is in him. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? God help us. God help us. He's the door. He is the door to heaven. He is that path of righteousness. Everything. That book, 66 books, talk about him. Talk about him. You know, you can write a book and write about this, write about that. You can, and you put on there the author and finisher. Do you know? He this and that. I'm telling you, from this book to the end, he's the author and finisher of the 66 books that I hold in my hand. And I can tell you, he protects it, he watches over it, and that name is exalted above. above every name. Every name. Some of the great historians, some of the great preachers and so forth. But I can tell you, if you would speak to Paul, he would say, I'm nothing, but he's everything. Oh God, John the Baptist, if he could stand here today, he would say, behold the Lamb of God. Oh my God, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Oh dear God, I'd fall down at his feet in a moment and worship him. Oh mighty God, I'd worship him from his feet to the top of his head. I would bow down and kiss his feet, my God. I'm telling you, he's done it all for the church. He paid it all that we could go into the presence of Almighty God Almighty. I'm talking about this holy God, that flesh cannot come in his presence. We cannot glory in the flesh. It's impossible to do that in the presence of God. But because what Christ did, that chief cornerstone, the builders didn't want it. They came there. They stumbled. God help me. Let me fall on that rock. Let me fall on that rock. Lead me to that rock, David said. It's higher than I am. Oh my God, he's the shepherd, as David said. The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? Is he your Prince of Peace? Is he your Lord? And is he your Christ? Is he the Son of God in your life? Is he your first love? Is he your everlasting love? Is he your prayer? Is he your song? Is he your dance? Is he everything to you? He doesn't come in a little dab do you. He comes in the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. He's worthy of all praise. God is worthy of all praise. You think about it. You think about this. When he come in to Jerusalem, riding on that donkey, when he come in there, oh, and you read there carefully, they begin to worship and praise him. You know why? Because they saw the mighty works he did in their lives. Do you hear me? What work is he doing in you? He's doing a work in me continuously, coming more like him. But I found out, son, oh God, Lord, Son of God, I must decrease. I must decrease that you increase. I must say, God, you're everything, and without you, I'm nothing. Oh, Lord God, he came into Jerusalem. They begin to cut the branches down. They stole them there before him. They begin to throw their clothes. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, dear God, praise him. What? And here the religious bunch thought they knew who God was. Oh, do you hear what they're saying about you? Oh, do you hear what they were saying? You need to tell them, stop this. He said, if they don't, the rocks will cry out immediately. I said, oh God, I'll never let a rock cry out to you in my praise. It's my praise and honor and glory. It's a pleasure to worship you. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been born again by the Spirit of the living God. He is my bread. He is my song. He is my joy. He is my peace. He is my help. He is my great physician. He is that rock in a weary land, and I can follow him. I can follow him. Lord God, I've had people leave me. I had brothers not forsake me, just plain leave me and walk away, but he still stood there right with me. Oh my God. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. I said, oh God, oh Lord, let me praise him. Let me clap my hands. Let me dance before him with all of my might. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let it be that way. Lord, only he will keep us out of hell. Only he, because he has the keys of hell and death. I can tell you right now, he didn't go down there and ask the devil for the keys. He stripped him of them, brother. Do you hear that? Oh, and that key, oh, when Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I love what the Lord said. He said, blessed art thou, Oh, blessed art thou, Simon. Blessed art thou. What is it? Why is it? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Oh, God. 30-some years ago, God introduced me to his Son. See, you can't get to him without the Father sending you. And then the Son introduced me to the Father. It's the only way it can be done. No man cometh unto me except the Father sends him. And no man goes to the Father except I have it. My God, my God, my God. Man can't get you there, but he can sure tell you how to get there. Men and women of God, when's the last time you said, Lord, I need to tell somebody how to get to you? Amen. I believe it was Peter there in the book of Acts 2, I believe it is, 2 somewhere, that he said, neither is there, no, there's no other name whereby given unto man, whereby he can be saved. In Romans, an awesome scripture, if thou confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. You believe that? Oh, do I believe it? How do I know? He's living inside of me. I don't have to go to Israel to look at some empty tomb. Brother, that tomb's empty. That cross is over. Do you hear me? As far as him, he was crucified once, and he'll never be crucified. Man couldn't drag him there. He allowed that to be so. I read it. Didn't I read it to you? He humbled himself as a man and robbed him to nail him alive to a cross, brother. All he had to do was say to those angels, come, you've been over. You've been over. But he literally took on sinful flesh, but not one time did he sin in that flesh. Amen. He's that anointed that I feel when I'm preaching. He's that one that I feel sometimes. I say, oh God. And he gives me a peace that passes all understanding. He's that one that wakes me up 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And you know why he does that? He wants me to talk to him. Why would he want me to talk? Why would he want me to praise him? Because he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Oh God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
He's the chief apostle. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the Christ, the Son of God. He's the door to heaven. He's the one that said it was expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. He's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's the one that will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Amen. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 9. Oh God. What a gospel. What a gospel. You know, he's Paul's handkerchief and aprons. He's Peter's shadow. Amen. He's Peter's shadow. Oh God. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 9, starting with verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent his word into Jacob, and it has lightened upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride of stoutness of heart. Church, he is coming again. I don't know when, but I can see the signs. He's soon to come. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 1. Listen to this. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. This is my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because, listen to this, I will publish. In other words, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Oh God. That's something how God proclaims him. That's something how the Spirit exalts him. Amen. Let us exalt him together. Let's make mention of his name. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. To who? To him that believes. Amen. I want to tell somebody about him. If I went everywhere and you would meet me and I'd say I'm Brother Patterson and talk to you and my wife's standing around and I'd never say this is my wife. You'd say to me, well, who's this with you, your girlfriend? I'd say, no, she's my wife. You know what I can say to you, sister? I'm his bride. Don't shout me down tonight. And you know what he can say to me? If you're my bride, then I'm your bridegroom. Amen. That bride better have her dress. That wedding garment better be on. He clothed you and me in righteousness for his name's sake. Because he knows we can't get to God without him. And God knows I'll let nobody come to me except through my Son, Jesus Christ. We could never do that. God is a holy God. And I can tell you, you may not understand what I'm going to say, but I hope you do. I'm only as holy as God is holy. I'm only as pure as God is pure. No, I'm not thou holier than thou. No. It's his holiness that makes me holy. Yes. It's his blood that washes me from every sin. Yes. Even the stains. God, help us. Why? The way I was living, I would have probably been in hell right now. I would have probably been in hell. I wouldn't even want to tell you the things I've done. You would probably say, is he really saved? I don't believe God would save a man that bad. He'll save the worst of the worst. Paul, he said, I'm the chief sinner above all, in other words. He had him blaspheme, put him to death and all that, but he thought he was doing God a service. All he was doing was stabbing his own self-righteousness. But on the road of Damascus, when he was struck down, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus, in whom thou persecutest." And you know what? A complete changed person. He would kill you for what he believed in. But now he will die for what he believes in. Amen. He is the resurrection. He's your joy, your peace, your hope, your first love. If we keep that. Amen. He's the potter that will take the clay and begin to shape it again. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the one that the cherubims, he's the one that the angels, his word is above his name. He's the one that the angels fly continuously. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus. The everlasting gospel. There'll nobody stop it. The gates of hell cannot stop it. Nothing. Every devil there cannot stop it. And nobody's going to stop it because he holds all power. Oh God, he has such virtue that a woman just touches the hem and she's healed instantly. He's the one that says, "If thou canst believe," he's dead. He stinks by now. If you would have been here, he'd not have died. He said, "Where have you laid me?" It stinks. He may not come when you want him, but he will come on time. And he said, "Remove the stone. Father," he's talking to the Father, "I said these words that they might believe." And he cries, "Lazarus!" 4 days. Come forth. Brother, if he would have called every, if, I don't know if there was how big that graveyard was, if he would have not only called, everybody would have got out of that grave. I believe that. Even when he rose from, guess what? Even those rays came out of the tombs, out of the grave. And they were walking. Is that right? Have you ever read that in the Bible? If you haven't, start reading your Bible. Brother and sister, that trumpet's going to sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. I mean, you know, even a backslid Baptist, if they did that, they'd have a tent. Tell me what I'm saying. I'm serious. Amen. If thou only can believe. I said, "Lord, this book is the book no other books can compare to it. No other books can." You know why? Because this book was, when you read over in Timothy that, it's the inspired word of God. It was God given man his word. Amen. He's the only covenant. He's the only covenant. He will not break his covenant with you if you will keep it with him. Oh God. He didn't walk away from me. If anything, it would be me walking away from him. But guess what? Death or life, persecuting angels, principalities, powers. Paul said, "Nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus." Oh, Lord. I mean, he had his mind made up, didn't he? I've said this and I'll say it here. They didn't have to drag him to that chopping block. He knew. "Go with me." I just said, he said, "The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. He is our faith. Amen. He's the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Is that right? Is in the everlasting covenant, the blood covenant between me and Him, you and Him. Amen. He's everything. He's everything we need in this life and everything in the life to be with Him in heaven. Amen. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. God cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. That's why He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Why people don't want Him. It's just, but I can tell you, when somebody starts dying, I was on an American Airlines. Sister Patterson was coming back from Haiti. We was coming into Miami, and a storm hit. That plane was shaken to pieces, frankly. They couldn't land there. They tried to pull the plane back up. It's like our faces just being pulled back. And I found out afterwards, finally, about almost running out of fuel, we wound up landing in not an international airport because of fuel and that, but here those people were screaming, crying. And I can tell you, I was talking to the steward about the Lord. She apparently acted like she knew the Lord too, but it's our policy we don't talk about Him. Well, I can tell you when that plane was going down, brother, I didn't hear nobody say Muhammad. I didn't say, well, is it okay for me to say something? They began to cry out. They wasn't calling on Muhammad, Buddha. Brother, they were screaming and crying. And God is my witness right now. He knows what I'm saying. That plane was, people were screaming in that. We finally landed at another airport. Those people wanted off of that plane, scared people. The ambulance out there waiting, the people were, it was terrible. And what it was, they said, you can't get off. It's not an international airport because of customs. You got to go. They wouldn't sit down. And they finally said, if you get off of this plane, you'll have to get your own way where you're going to go. You cannot have your luggage. They didn't care. You could keep their luggage. They got off of that plane the one they carried a man out of there, he was so, they take the ambulance out there and all of that. They said, what fuel was left on that plane? He said, they fueled it up in that. And what happened? I said, no, I'm going back to Miami. That's where, you know. So I stayed on that plane, me and Linda and some others and that, not too many. And that plane started, there's a lady sitting way over, you got so many seats here, so many in the middle, and so many big plane. And way over there sat this one lady, she looked over at me. She says, can I come and sit beside you? I said, come on, amen. Well, guess what? We're seated together right now in heavenly places with who? And guess where He's at? At the right hand of God. Lord and my God. Anyway, what happened? We got back to Miami. We got off, they put us in a hotel. We could see the ocean right below us. It was terrible. And the plane had pulled back so hard that it pulled us back. And God is my witness again to you. We was praying and crying out to God. And I'm not, nothing about me now. I stood up and I said, everything's going to be all right. I said, the Lord just took hold of this plane. I knew it. He took hold of that plane and landed us safely. We get in a hotel. That night on the news, what happened was tornadoes had hit in Miami, Florida. That was in the spring, okay? And it tore up places and that. That hardly gets tornadoes down there. Well, anyway, next morning, we go to the airport And what we do, we go in, they fly out, and there's a couple men there, airplane guys and that, and I heard them talking. And they said what happened was, and I'm listening to them, these two men were talking, and said what happened was, when the plane that was coming in the land, this is true, church, coming in the land, it was wheels down coming in, and it was so strong in the winds, when they came to the land on the landing strip, the storm, the wind blew the plane off of the runway. But it was still, and it was headed right for the buildings, and the only thing that captain could do was try to pull, and you don't pull it up like a helicopter, not one of the big planes. Once it comes through there, when it broke through the clouds, the wind, the storm literally blew the plane off of the, it was in the air, but it was almost to land. And all he could do, they saw those buildings, and he just tried to, and I can tell you, I stand here tonight by the grace of God. I know he brought me out of that. I could share with you other things, what he's done for me. I've been to the Garden of Gethsemane. You say, I'm not talking about in Israel. I'm talking about a point I was almost there, dying. Such horrible pain. I couldn't even hardly carry a garbage can down after that, not even that road. So much pain, cried, been prayed for, been anointed. You know when you're dying. You can feel life. I fought it. The Lord is my witness here. I will not lie to you. I didn't want to say too much to the family. This has been years back. Life was leaving me. I prayed, I cried, I've been in mourning. I fought this for so long. And finally, I crawled out of that bed. Nobody was there but me. God is my witness. He is the great physician. He is the Lord that healeth thee. I got down. So much pain. And it's like almost every devil. I knew this pretty well. And as I got down there, I said this.
I said, Lord, I don't want to die. I was a young man, been some years back. I said, I don't want to die, Lord. I said, Lord, I got a wife and children. And Lord, I don't want to die. I want to preach your gospel. But I said, Lord, nevertheless, if you want to take me home. I meant it. I couldn't go on with this. That was a place. I said, Lord, I don't want to die. My wife and my children, Lord, I want to preach your gospel. And at that point, I knew that I gave everything my life to. And from that moment, strength began to come back. And I stand here tonight by the grace of God.
I went through Gethsemane where I really said, not my will, Lord, but thy will. If you want to take me home. I mean that. This is what I've been doing. Preaching his gospel. Brother John, would you come, brother? To God be the glory.